So letting yourself relax. Letting yourself get balanced in a position that's comfortable for you. So that your body can be still. Breathing a belly breath, starting your relaxation process, closing your eyes, settling yourself down, getting comfortable, calming down the wiggling. You've scooched, you found your spot, stay in it. Energy's open, relaxed. And as you relax, this time, as you relax, as you go inside, as you close those eyes and pull that curtain of privacy around you, going into your internal space, go there to your solar plexus. Be with your solar plexus. Feel your solar plexus. Feel the energy of your abdomen. Feel the tension that's there, or just kind of mentally tune into that tension if there's any. Feel if it's totally relaxed. See if you can just relax your whole abdomen, your stomach, your intestines. All the way down. That lower tantien, relaxed. There's energy there, but it's calm energy, strong energy. If there's any tension, just kind of go into the tension and say, what's not quite balanced? Soul, speak to me. Tell me what I need to know. And listen to your abdomen, listen to your solar plexus speak to you. Feel how your body, your soul is present with you all the time. All the time. And think of a relationship that you have now, a friendship or a love relationship, a spouse. If that's somebody that means something to you, is anybody that means something to you, you've had tension with and good things with. And so just remember this person. Think about the good things. Think about a good time you had with this person. Or a good time you worked with this and was very productive and very rewarding and felt great for both of you. Or a time that you were high in a love relationship and it just felt fabulous and you felt free and loved and free and loving, and or a time that you and your partner went on that adventure and it was so much fun and you met these other people and you had a great time. So think of a good experience in a relationship. In a relationship with someone, hopefully that you know now, a good time. And feel in that memory, as you're feeling, thinking about it, remembering it, make it as real as you can in your memory. Remember the mood, the lighting, all the scenery and decorations, the set design of whatever environment it was you were there with them in. You may not remember what you were wearing or what they were wearing, but just remember their presence and how you felt. And how optimistic you were about being with them and the relationship, and it was fun. And the happiness, and then you're in the flow for that experience. Whether it lasted 5 minutes or 3 days or whatever. And just remember this one situation, one opportunity, one experience that was good. That you would say is good. That's a fond memory. And as you remember it in detail, maybe you can even get smells and sounds. Feel your solar plexus. Feel how it feels remembering something beautiful and good and fun, easy. Let your solar plexus feel soft, smooth. No, like a pond with no ripples. Let it just be easy. And remember that you were in the flow. There was just kind of a flow going. You were just coasting down this beautiful river in the flow. That's kind of the energy of it. And just feel your solar plexus and just feel it. This is a yes. This is what it feels like when your soul, your subconscious, your unconscious mind are in harmony with you. Think of a positive now, action that you took at some point, another memory, where you did something for yourself and built some self-esteem. It was good. It felt great. You had a great time. It might have taken a little tension, a little stress to do it, but once you did it, it felt great. And you knew it was right, and you did what was right for you. Can you remember anything like that? As you do that, as you remember that, feel your solar plexus. Feel the connection. It was good. Feel how good that felt. So you're more trained to feeling the tension. More trained to feel the imbalances. So to feel balance, to feel smoothness, you need to deliberately seek out experiences where you have felt that. But now come back to the present and think about some aspect of your life that's working right. Something that is pleasing for you right now, today, to think about. That you do. Maybe it's how you sit down in the morning with your cup of tea. Maybe it's you sitting on your big chair and with your cat in your lap and you're petting your cat and the cat's purring. What's a good energy? What's a something you like now to do? It feels good for you. It's nurturing, it's pleasant, it's fun for you. Maybe that you like more active adventure, you like you running through the woods, walking through the woods, and you can do that when you want to. Just feel how good that feels to be doing something that's feels good to you. Your choice, your action that you can take. Oh, you like that. Petting the cat, walking through the woods. Feel that now in your solar plexus. Feel the pleasant feeling. Yes, that's harmonious. That's good. And now look at the future. Imagine the future now. In the future, you and this person that you know now, select a person, could be the same one, a different person, a person you know now, that you have a reasonably good relationship with, or that you have a committed relationship with, or somehow or another you want to have a better relationship with. Doesn't have to be a bad relationship. But select a person and select a future. Let's say 3 months from now. Imagine you and this person together 3 months from now. Imagine that it's better being with this person for one reason or another than it is now, even. If it's good now, it's better then. If it's kind of lousy now, it's going to be pretty good then. If it's okay now, it's good then. Just see a relationship evolve in 3 months to a new place. And that this place is pleasing and good for you. That you are in your light and your power. You're comfortable with this person. You feel safe in yourself. And therefore you feel safe with this person. You know you're in choice. And you know that the social integrator has a program out there for perfect relationships. And that at any time you could come up with a challenge from the social integrator, a call, a seduction for you to go into guilt or fear, anger, rage, whatever. And you know that you could be challenged any time. And with this person too. But you're able to sit here with this person, perhaps sitting like in chairs on a porch looking out at the world going by. That kind of energy, just watching a sunset, sitting around talking after dinner. Just an ordinary piece of your day with this person. And know that you know who you are. You feel safe in you. You trust that the universe is friendly, supportive, and whatever feedback that you get is going to be valuable information for you. You're not going to take it personally. You're not going to overreact. You're not going to make it a big deal. You're not going to blow your energy and give all your energy away. You've been there, done that. What you're anticipating here is that if you get a challenge, that you'll respond to it, staying present, staying centered in you here and now in that 3 month window there. And that you're going to be able to respond from your place of power, from your light, and remain the light being that you are. You're going to be able to love this other person. You're going to be able to send them beautiful images of them because you care. You're going to see them being happy, sending them more and more happiness, more and more success. And you're see yourself just chuckling to yourself. How much fun it is to gift other people with beautiful futures. So sense that. Sense yourself able to do that at any moment. Sense yourself being able to set boundaries at any moment. And it's comfortable to do so. You're totally easy about that. No stress, no big deal. Just saying this this is how I feel right now. And trust that you can do that. So you're here with this person, having a nice time. Enjoying being relaxed, being free, being open, hanging out. Feel your solar plexus now. Feel that confidence inside you. You may not have it today, but 3 months from now, you have it, and it feels good. It feels right, solid, true to you. You are allowing yourself to be you. You deserve, and you know you deserve, to have a good life, a good relationship, to be yourself, whatever that means to you. And you're sitting in this feeling of power and the safety and solidity of you. And it feels good, and you feel your solar plexus, and it feels good. Confident. Strong. In a relationship, you can be you. And you know that the consensus program is for you to adjust you to the other person, to please them, so that they will give you feedback that you are indeed valuable and significant as a person. You have some importance as a person. In your mind, just kind of chuckle about that. Because in the past, that was what would get you every time. You wanted to be recognized for being a good person, a smart person, a powerful person, an important person, a valuable person, a lovable person, a worthwhile person. And now you're free of all of that need. Your ego is calm. Your ego is just simply defining boundaries for you. That's it. Just letting you know what your true boundaries are. Not defensive walls or protection, but just what's right for you, what suits you. You have a right to live a life that suits you, that is satisfying to you. You have a right. It is your right as a spiritual being, as a divine being. Just feel your solar plexus. Acknowledge this right, this truth for you. And feel how good it is to be able to be with another person and be in this state. Now, imagine yourself a year from now. A year from now doesn't have to be with the same person. It could be with anybody. It doesn't even need to be with the person you know now. Just see yourself with someone. And you're having a conversation with them. And it's more than just a superficial conversation you would have, you know, with a yard worker. It's a conversation you would have with somebody that you genuinely like to interact with or want to interact with for some reason. A client, a friend, a new friend, a new companion. It's a year from now. You're a different person. You're a much more powerful, happy person. You're happy because you've been focusing your life, focusing your attention on all the positive things and not the dissatisfactions. You have weaned out your tendency to look for the problems and to look for the dissatisfactions, and you have trained yourself to look for the good things, the fun things, the beautiful things, the gifts that your reality brings you. And your reality has brought you many more of them. And your life is becoming so much more of a celebration than it ever has been. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, life is so good. Life is great. I love my life. I love me and who I am now. I love the divine in me that I am connecting with. I love my life. And I can interact with anybody and be relaxed. No resistance, no defense, no fear. I'm just enjoying my life. And all the people who come to me and all the things that are mirrored to me are so fascinating, intriguing, and interesting, and all the gifts that drop in, so much fun. Feel that. Step into it, be there in your mind. And think about it. What would it be a year from now? You have no problems. None. Because you've been focusing on the good things. Oh yeah, you take care of problems. But most of them dissolve by themselves because you stay in your light and stay in your power. So they don't tend to get bigger and grow into big deals. You don't have big deals going on in your life. There's no charge on anything. You're just flowing. You're just easy. No problems. No issues. No burdens. No heavy loads of duties and obligations. And you're highly motivated. You're highly motivated not to serve others and not to be a good person. Not to make money, the motivation you feel is to know more, the divine, to love more, to receive love, to give love, to be more. That motivation is so enriching. It's so thrilling, so freeing. And feel your solar plexus now. Feel the openness, the freedom, the space. No loads, no burdens, no guilt. Not even frustrations. You've weeded those out. Feel your solar plexus. Feel your soul speak to you. It is at peace. Feel it in the flow. Feel it smooth. Your emotions are smooth. Smooth, positive emotions. Smooth, easy. Effortless. You haven't been earning for ages. You've just been receiving and giving and enjoying yourself. You haven't been putting together points or demerits. You're not doing any tit for tat with your relationship. Well, they got this for me, so I'm demand and I'm entitled for that for them. You let all that go. It's all part of the social integrator of the past. It's gone. It's over. You're free. And this is natural for you. This is the way your life is. It's just natural. It's ordinary. This is your life. Being in this free space. This is your future. Own it. Own it right now. Oh yeah, maybe you're not by habit there now. But own it. It is you now expressing more clearly then. So own it. Step into that future you. Be that future you. Own that future you. Feel the joy of that and satisfaction and fulfillment of that future you. And feel the love. The love that's around you. The whole world is bringing you love in one form or another. Feel how easy it is to manifest good things. feel how happy you are just being you. How grateful you are to be yourself. Feel how there's no resistance anywhere. You're just flowing resistance free. That's the effortlessness, the elegance of it. There's no judgment on anybody. And nobody's judging you. And if they are, it doesn't matter. You don't particularly care what people think about you anymore. It's fine. Whatever they think, that's their trip. That's their choice. You're not bothered by your neighbors. You're not bothered by people. You're not bothered by circumstances. You just laugh at stuff. Boy, the universe really sends really entertaining events, doesn't it? Own it. This is the way your life is supposed to be. It's your right. It's available to you by choice, and you know it in your power of your choice, of your will. And you having a channel of your expression, radiating your light to others, radiating your truth to others. You don't need other people, but you desire them. You want them. You enjoy them. Life is a shared adventure. And you also have your solitude, and you love that too. It's a good life. A free life. Comfortable. And every now and then you'll push your boundaries of comfort for the fun of it. The challenges will be fun. A challenge, a problem will come in, intriguing, and you go, interesting. Interesting. And step into your light, into a greater light, in a much greater light, growing greater into the divine being that you are. Better connection, relationships with your guides, your unseen friends, with all your seen friends, with your world. In the bliss of being you. Your solar plexus smooth. Your soul happy. Your unconscious mind safe. Safe for you. Safe to bring you wonderful things. Because you can accept anything that comes to you without resistance. And transmute it into the best and glorious and most wonderful space. You have that power. You have that love. You are a divine being. And in this flow, in this smoothness, now bring this feeling back. To the present. Bring this feeling back into your body now. The soul, unconscious mind, the beautiful flow of the future. Bring it back into your body now. Bring it back into your solar plexus now. Feel the lightness. Ah, the safety, the freedom. Feel how the load is off, the burdens are off. How safe, comfortable, easy you feel. Being you, now, today, this moment. This is your life. And it's a good one. And as the story goes, when God created the heavens and the earth at the end of the day, He said, this is good. And you say, oh, my life, this is good. You've created it. It is good. It is good. And so it is. Let yourself open your eyes gently, coming back. and sit in the resonance for just a moment of yourself. Sit in who you are. It's your time. It's your time, your life, your choice. Freedom is nigh. And love is abundant. So now we're going to go on break, and we'll see you again for the next step of the adventure, surrounding you with light and love, dear ones. Farewell for now.